19-year-old Vanessa Maserati was accepted at her top-choice private four-year university, but for economic reasons, had to enroll instead in Brookdale Community College.
Financially, I have a brother and sister in college also, so it was really hard. So I just ended up coming to Brookdale to save money.
Like Vanessa, more students may be squeezed out of their dream school or college in general. For a public four-year college, tuition has skyrocketed from $1,600 20 years ago to nearly $7,000 now. For a private school, from $8,000 to $25,000.
For a long time, we just thought about the very poor. But now, many middle-class students can't go. The tuition is just too high.
A new education report card found that families making less than $19,000 a year doled out 39% of their income on public college costs in 1999. That number jumped to a whopping 55% in 2007. The share for middle-class families making less than $90,000 also climbed from 18% to a hefty 25%, while families making more than $90,000 saw the lowest increase, from 7 to 9%. And the problem is only likely to get worse. Historically, education experts say during tough economic times, states tend to cut college budgets, which sends tuitions up.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see if states that have relatively high in-state tuitions, if they're now going to lose students to other states that have lower costs.
I know money is still always going to be an issue.
Vanessa's college dreams ultimately will be determined by her family's bottom line. Kelly Wallace, CBS News, New York.